Shalom, and welcome to the Jewish Futurism Lab, where we look at Torah, tech, and tomorrow. This is episode 1, which means you're either here on purpose or you clicked the wrong link by accident. Either way, I'm glad that you're here. My name is Mike Wirth. I'm a muralist, designer, and educator based in Charlotte, North Carolina. I make neon-soaked artwork about Jewish futures. I teach graphic design at Queen's University. And I'm an artist in residence at the Stan Greenspan Center for Holocaust and Social Justice Education. You can see everything I'm building, the art, the essays, the weird experiments, at www.mikeworthart.com. So here's the deal with this podcast. I'm building a lab, not the kind with beakers and Bunsen burners and lab coats, a creative lab, a speculative lab, really. What if we took this ancient Jewish idea and threw it into the future kind of lab? Each episode, I'm going to grab one piece of Torah, one ritual, one myth, one symbol, or one bonkers moment from Jewish history and put it into conversation with the tools shaping our lives right now. Design, AI, storytelling, speculative thinking, all of it. Sometimes this will sound a little bit like an art history lecture. Sometimes like a design critique, sometimes like Torah study that accidentally wandered onto the bridge of the Enterprise. And honestly, that's kind of the point. The goal is practical. I want us to imagine Jewish futures that feel alive, futures that aren't just about survival, but about meaning, ethics, beauty, and belonging. Futures where technology and spirituality don't just coexist, they actually talk to each other. And I want to do it in a way that invites you in. Even if you're not an artist, even if you never coded a line in your life, even if you haven't opened a sitter since your bat mitzvah. So, welcome to the lab. Let's get weird. Okay, so what do I mean when I say Jewish futurism? Here's the short version. Jewish futurism is a creative framework that uses Jewish memory, texts, and symbols to imagine and design Jewish futures through art, ritual prototypes, and speculative learning. It's not a single artwork. It's not just one philosophy. It's a practice, a way of thinking and of making. And you'll notice I usually write futurism with a lowercase f. That's very much on purpose. I'm not signing us all up for Italian futurism with a capital F. That early 20th century art movement was super into speed, war, and yeah, had some seriously anti-Semitic baggage. Lowercase futurism lets me talk about imagining futures without co-signing that history. We'll unpack that whole story in a future episode because it's wild and it's important context. I describe Jewish futurism as blending design, spirituality, and technology to reimagine the future of Jewish identity, rituals, and ethics. That sounds fancy, but really it's just asking, what does a Jewish future look like if we could get to design it ourselves? Because here's the thing, Jews have always, always been futurists. We've survived by adapting, by reimagining, by taking the ancient and making it speak to the present. Shabbat, that's a weekly ritual for the world that we want to be in, the world that we want to build. The Passover Seder, a time machine that collapses past, present, and future into one table. Amazing. So Jewish time isn't actually linear. It's cyclical, maybe spiral, or looping back upon itself. That's why Jewish futurism isn't about abandoning tradition. It's about weaving memory and anticipation together. It's about saying the future is a team sport, and we've got thousands of years of practice. Visually, a lot of my work uses neon aesthetics, vivid colors, glowing interfaces, geometric designs. It's cyberpunk meets mysticism. It's the Zohar meets Blade Runner. I want the work to feel like you're standing in a future synagogue where the Ark is made of light and the Torah scroll is a hologram. But underneath the glowy surface, the work is asking ethical questions. How do we preserve human dignity in a world shaped by artificial intelligence? What does it mean to be created in the image of God when we're creating intelligence ourselves? How do we practice tikkun olam, the repair of the world, when the world includes Mars colonies or quantum computers. Jewish futurism refuses to let technology be neutral. It demands that innovation align with values like justice, dignity, saving lives, and collective care. So, now that we know what Jewish futurism kind of is, let me take you back in time to show you that it's actually not new. We're going to go in time on a time travel journey here to Vitebsk in the former Pale of Settlement in Russia, Poland, right, what we know as those modern states, but now in 1918. Vitebsk is a city in what is now Belarus. At the time, it was part of the Russian Empire, right in the middle of the Russian Civil War. And in 1918, a Jewish artist named Marc Chagall came home to Vitebsk. Chagall had been living in Paris, soaking up modernism, but he returned to his shtetl, hometown, to do something radical. He founded the People's Art School, and he invited other avant-garde artists to teach there, including Jewish artist El Lisitsky, and not Jewish artist, Kazimir Malevich, the suprematist master. Now, he's not a suprematist like we think of today in culture. Suprematism was a form of art that put geometric forms as supreme over all other visual forms. Now, also something to understand here is that just before the school opened, Jews had received emancipation under the new Soviet Bolshevik Revolution government, where they didn't have those rights under the Tsar. This school became an early Jewish futurist lab, as far as I can see. Young people, many of them Jewish, came to learn painting, design, typography, and radical new ways of seeing. They weren't just making art, they were prototyping new worlds. See, this was just after the Russian Revolution, and as I mentioned, legal restrictions on Jews had now been lifted. But pogroms, right, attacks on Jewish villages were still happening. Trauma and hope were colliding. And in that collision, artists asked, what if we could design our own future? Chagall's paintings from this period are absolutely wild. Floating rabbis, upside-down villages, glowing synagogues that defy gravity. He wasn't painting the shtetl as it was. He was painting the shtetl as a myth, as memory, as a maybe world. And this is what I like to call mystical futurism, where it doesn't involve technology or science so much. It's more of Kabbalah meets today. On the other hand, El Lisitsky took it a little bit further. In 1919, he illustrated a Passover song called Had Gadya. You know, the one about the goat. But instead of traditional images, he turned into bold suprematist shapes, right? We said suprematist shapes were sharp angles, pure abstraction, very radical design for the time. He was saying, Jewish culture isn't a museum piece. It's a living material for experimentation. And then there's Lisitsky's architecture and typography. He designed dynamic, futuristic structures. He imagined buildings that embodied motion and energy. His famous poster, Beat the Whites with the Red Wedge, is revolutionary propaganda and super well known. But it's also a speculative design, using geometry to imagine a new social order in his home country. What Vitebsk taught me is this. Jewish futurism has always been about taking our stories, our symbols, our traumas, and our dreams, and using them to stage new possibilities. It's about myth-making. It's about saying the future doesn't just happen to us. We shape it. I think a lot about Vitebsk when I'm working on my own projects. When I'm making a neon-lit illustration of the Tree of Life, or designing an augmented reality mezuzah, or writing speculative midrash with some AI tools, I'm not inventing this practice, I'm continuing it. I realize that I am a part of a great legacy. All right, so now that you know what Jewish futurism is and you've seen one historic example, let me tell you what's coming next. Every episode of this podcast, I'm going to explore a different facet of Jewish futurism. Some episodes will dive into history. Like today, we did a little bit of Vitebsk. Some will focus on specific projects I'm making, like my Cosmogranite light installation or my Hedora Alum Torah art book series. Some will feature guests like artists, rabbis, technologists, game designers, sci-fi writers, people who are imagining Jewish futures in their very own ways. We'll talk about Jewish science fiction, from early Zionist utopian novels to contemporary authors. We'll explore ethical questions, like, can you wear a smartwatch on Shabbat? What does the Golem myth teach us about AI? And how do we design rituals for our future space colonies? And we'll pull from movements that inspire me and inspire Jewish futurism in general, like Afrofuturism, Indigenous futurism, queer futurism, cyberpunk, solar punk, vaporwave, as well as retro futurism from previous eras. Because Jewish futurism thrives when it learns from and uplifts other communities. The future is collaborative, or really it's nothing. Each episode will be about 25 to 30 minutes, short enough for you to listen on your commute, but long enough to go actually deep enough. And if you want visuals, because honestly, a lot of this work is super visual, you can find everything at my website, www.mikeworthart.com. I post the essays, the artwork, the process notes, the experiments. It's like a living futurist sketchbook. So here's my invitation. Look at the world through Jewish futurist eyes. Where do you see opportunities to blend technology, art, and spirituality? What stories would you remix? What rituals would you redesign? On our next episode, we're going even deeper into history. We're talking biblical prophecy, Kabbalistic cosmology, the Golem legend, and even some early Jewish sci-fi in the modern era. We'll trace the long arc of Jewish speculative thought from Isaiah's vision of peace to Herzl's utopian novel to wandering stars in space. But for now, thanks for being here at the beginning. I'm building this in public in real time, and I'm glad that you're a part of it. That's it for episode one. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe and share it with someone who loves weird Jewish things. And check out www.mikeworthart.com for visuals and more. Until next time, may your imagination be illuminated.